Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Unity and diversity in the body. For we are members of his body, Ephesians 5:30. Every cell in the human body is alike in some ways to every other, but different cells perform different functions in the body, an analogy C.S. Lewis draws on and applies to your role in the body of Christ. Walk with C.S. Lewis, an English author and defender of the faith in the 1900s. The society into which the Christian is called is not a collective, but a body. It is, in fact, that body of which the family unit is an image on the natural level. If anyone came to it with the misconception that the church was a massing together of persons, as if they were pennies or chips, he would be corrected at the threshold by the discovery that the head of this body is utterly unlike its inferior members. They share no divinity with him, except by analogy. We are summoned at the outset to combine as creatures with our Creator, as mortals with immortality, as redeemed sinners with sinless Redeemer. His presence, the interaction between him and us, must always be the overwhelmingly dominant factor in the life we are to lead within the body. And any conception of Christian fellowship which does not mean primarily fellowship with him is out of order. Today's New Testament reading is Ephesians chapter 5, verses 21 through 33.
Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as you do to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated their own body, but they feed and care for their body, just as Christ does the church. For we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church. However, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband.
You are a cell in the body of Christ like millions of other Christians. But are you a nerve cell to feel, blood cell to nourish, brain cell to direct, muscle cell to strengthen, bone cell to support? Cells all alike, yet all different, and each is crucial to the effective functioning of the body. The nucleus of all these cells is Christ himself. Without the nucleus, the cell dies. Unity is found only in Christ, diversity of function in his body.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.